Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 14th, 2023. Today is Tuesday in the third week of Lent. The reading assigned for today is from the Song of the Three Young Men. Song of the Three Young Men? Where is that in the Bible? Well, it's a part of a group of texts which are often collectively called the Apocrypha, or more appropriately, the Deuterocanonical books. These texts were a part of a Greek Old Testament called the Septuagint. It's the same collection of texts from whence we got last week's reading from the book of Esther. And while the Song of the Three Young Men isn't a well-known text, the story in which the text is set is one of the most dramatic stories of God's deliverance in the whole of Scripture. Did you ever hear the one about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the book of Daniel? It's the story of how three Hebrew youth refused to worship an idol constructed by the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar because of their commitment to only worshiping the one true God. As punishment for daring to disobey the king's explicit command to worship the idol, they are sentenced to be thrown into the fire of a giant royal furnace. In fact, the king is so angry with them, he orders the fire stoked to such a degree that the guards who toss the three young men into the flames are themselves overcome by the heat. In the canonical book of Daniel, we are told that the king witnesses, to his surprise, that instead of being consumed in the flames, the three young men freely walk around. And further, the king sees them conversing with an entity which appears to be a fourth man, which seems to be an appearance of the angel of the Lord. Our lesson for today is a prayer attributed to Abednego that he prays whilst in the furnace. Here is some of what Abednego's prayer says. Blessed are you, O Lord God of our ancestors, and worthy of praise, and glorious is your name forever. For you are just in all you have done. All your works are true, and your ways right, and all your judgments are true. For your name's sake, do not give us up forever, and do not annul your covenant. Do not withdraw your mercy from us. For we, O Lord, have become fewer than any other nation. Do not put us to shame, but deal with us in your patience and in your abundant mercy. Deliver us in accordance with your marvelous works. This doesn't seem to be as much of a prayer about Abednego's own situation in the furnace, but about his people's situation in the fire of foreign captivity. According to the book of Daniel, eventually the three young men, at the behest of Nebuchadnezzar, walk out of the furnace. And not only are they unharmed, they don't even smell like smoke. The king immediately issues an order permitting the Jews to worship their God, and he promotes the three young men to positions of authority in the kingdom. That's some turnaround, huh? Quite a number of years ago, well before I went to seminary, I was serving as a mentor for a kid in my parish who was a scout and was doing the work to get his God and country badge. One of the stories the kid had to read was this story of the three Hebrews in the furnace of fire. The kid, who was probably 9 or 10 years old at the time, recited the story to me as required by the badge workbook. And then when he was finished, he paused, and with a furrow in his forehead, he said, "You know, Gary, that story is pretty strange, and it's hard to believe it's true." For whatever reason, I managed to squelch my usual temptation to explain things. Instead, I said something like, "Well, What if the story is trying to get across a point that's more important than whatever did or didn't happen? And if that might be the case, what might the story be trying to teach us? The kid sat there for probably a minute or two, and then he said, remember, he's 9 or 10, he says to me, "Maybe the story is trying to tell us that God is with us even when things are really awful, and to not give up on God." I thought that was a fair interpretation. In fact, as I've thought about it through the years, it may be one of the best interpretations of the story I've ever heard. God is with us even when things are awful. Don't give up on God. I've got a number of friends who have been through the fire, so to speak, over the last several years. There have been losses of all sorts. Lost loved ones, lost jobs, lost hopes and dreams, all sorts of loss. One of those friends told me recently, "I would have never made it through everything that's happened to me had it not been for my relationship with God. God has been present with me through it all. Plenty of times I've prayed for God to make everything better, but prayer isn't magic. What I can say these days is that I believe God was with me even when things were awful. I didn't give up on God, and God didn't give up on me." Yep. God is with us even when things are awful. God never gives up on us. Don't give up on God. Let us pray. O Lord, we beseech you mercifully to hear us and grant that we, to whom you have given a fervent desire to pray, may by your mighty aid be defended and comforted in all dangers and adversities. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.